What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode of Talking Arrow. I'm going to be reviewing episode 5, season 5, called The Human Target. It aired this week, November 2nd, on the CW. And, man, I'm looking at my Audioboom channel that has all my stuff on it, and I'm looking at, and I would have to say that so far, this was probably my favorite episode. Yep. Episode 5, The Human Target. Definitely my favorite episode. Normally, I have Miss Anna B with me. I don't have my phone with me in my hands to look at the Good Shows app. If you haven't downloaded that sucker, you should. If you're an old school fan of TV Tag and Get Glue. So I don't have it, so I could read if anybody else has watched this episode. So it's just me, and I'm going to run down my notes really, really fast. But, yeah, favorite episode so far this season. Action freaking packed. I mean, from the beginning, I thought it was a great little screwed up beginning clip with Church and Renee. I mean, you could tell that Renee has definitely received a serious beatdown by Church, enough to break him. And where Renee pretty much tells Church, Oliver Queen is Arrow. Ooh, bad mistake. Definitely love the beginning where, Arrow and the team are trying to find Church and the way they're kind of hunting down Church's dudes or just the scum of the city. I'll say it again. Rags is badass. He is so cool. Let's see what else. Dix is back in the, Arrow lair, which I'm kind of glad he is back. Now, if you've listened to some of my old recap shows with my peeps, Diggs has always been, you know, there's times where I liked him and then the majority of the time I didn't. He was just, I don't know, I couldn't put my finger on it, but I just wasn't a fan of him. But having him back now, like some kind of Jedi, I'm digging him. Get it? What I did there? Diggs, the digging? Yeah, whatever. But no, I'm definitely liking him back. I'm definitely liking the fact that, you know, he took Renee and kind of talked to him and helped him get through this part of getting his ass beat and feeling like crap that he gave out Oliver's name. I'm surprised Diggs didn't give tough love to him, you know, because I think that would have been the old way of Diggs, because seemed like he was pretty pissed off that to Oliver, the fact that he gave up his name. But you can tell the team is kind of growing up. And when I say growing up, I mean Oliver and Diggs and the team. They're just getting more, I don't know, experienced. I don't want to say experienced. Maybe that's not the word I'm looking for. Seasoned? There it is. I think that's what it is. But it's cool. It was a good part. I was glad to see Diggs kind of bring in Renee and help him. So I think that's going to be it's going to be cool to see Diggs back. And helping out with this team. Plus, they look up to him, and but he's going to be like some kind of Jedi, I'm telling you. Let's see what else. I loved the part where Church is at that, like, meet-up, drop-off thing, wherever they're at, the warehouse thing, and Prometheus shows up and shoots the arrow, and then I call him, I don't know what his name, but I'm going to call him Assassin Arrow, jumps in there and grabs the arrow and actually goes, into his chest, I think, on like the side of his battle armor thing. And Church, you know, when you want to fight crazy and freaky, you got to get your own. I thought that was just, these suits and these badass arrow people are just totally cool. But yeah, that was one of my favorite parts there. Definitely liked the human target. I really like him, in his disguise. I did not see that coming at all. I knew that they were going to call a friend to help with the situation, but when Oliver got shot, I was like, oh, this is, he's probably wearing a little blood thing underneath his chest, but to see that it was a total different person was pretty badass. I'm liking this human target. I'm hoping we see more of him. We do get to see him at the end of this episode in a flashback over there in Russia when Oliver is getting beat up by some guys, and Anatoly, pretty much who I like, I'm a big fan of Anatoly, gets the human target to do this thing. I hope we get to see a human target. It looks like he's been around the picture. And now the reporter who's supposed to be standing down and giving Oliver a break now has some new intel. And it shows a picture of Oliver there with the Russian mob. So is she going to keep her mouth shut? Is she going to give him that month? Or is she just going to be like, I've got to know. I don't know. She's got the number. Maybe they'll sleep together and they can kind of work it out, her and Oliver. But I have a feeling this report is really getting on my nerves. And now I know why Thea doesn't like her so much. Thea needs to go in there and curly chop her. That's what it is. And speaking of Thea, she looked extra hot in this episode. Just, again. So Human Target, I'm hoping we see more of him. Last 10 minutes of this episode, really, really badass. Spartan shooting everybody, jumping off planes. Assassin Arrow's fighting Curtis, and I call her Little Arrow because I don't know her name. I like her, though. She's feisty. Curtis, I still don't see him as a superhero. Wild Dog is freaking fighting Church, which is pretty badass. And then, of course, that part where Arrow Assassin pretty much knocks out the little Arrow and Curtis, and then he's like, you take her, I'll take her, these two. And then he gets shot by the Human Target. Totally badass. Did not see that coming. Totally cool. And then Arrow and Church finally fight in the hangar. Badass. I thought that was totally cool. And then he warns Arrow, of course, of Prometheus, which I don't know why Oliver isn't, and maybe this was the first time he's actually heard Prometheus isn't. I can't remember, but it just doesn't seem like Arrow's very worried about this guy. I don't know. But at the end, Prometheus fills his debt with freaking Church, kills the whole freaking cop posse. The convoy is dead. And pretty much Church thinks he can give away some information and Prometheus will spare his life. That was not going to happen. You saw that, right? That wasn't going to happen. He pissed off Prometheus. He warned him. And Church, it sucks to not see Chad Coleman anymore. I don't think he survived, which, I mean, Chad Coleman, the actor, but I call him Tyrese. But, yeah, anyways, I really like Church. I was a big fan of him. I thought he was a really good villain. He looked pretty dead to me. Maybe it's kind of like, and then he's still alive and they can, I don't think, but you know, probably not. Prometheus is definitely on a mission now to get Arrow. I don't know who this Prometheus is. It's bothering me. I don't read the comics. I don't know any of that stuff. So, I know next week it looks like they're fighting in a subway and he pretty much puts out war to Arrow and his team. So I'm excited. Really excited because these episodes just seem to be getting better and better and better. Loving season 5 so far. Hands down, this episode, Human Target, is definitely my favorite episode. I don't know about you guys. Leave comments wherever you're listening. Is this your favorite episode so far? Or do you have a different, I don't know. Leave a comment wherever you're listening. Send me a tweet. Wherever you're listening, leave a comment. All right? I think that's it. Thumbs up on this episode. Really enjoyed it. If you want to hear more of my past recap shows, you can go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow, or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Or my blog has everything as well, iWatchMike.com. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, iWatchMike on Facebook, Mike the THA Movie Guy on Snapchat. Thanks for all the shares and the likes, for all, you know, we're just all the fellow fans that love Arrow. Shout outs to Good Shows. If you're a fan of the old TV tag and Get Glue, jump on Good Shows, you can make a little profile. You can follow me. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows, and we can talk Arrow and other TV shows and other movies. It's really cool. So check it out when you get a chance. That's it, people. Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. Saturday, the clocks go back 2 o'clock here, depending on where you're listening to this podcast. Daylight savings time. For everybody that does not know what that is or it doesn't affect you, don't even listen to me. But everybody else, have a safe weekend. And I'll talk to you soon next week. We'll talk more Arrow. That'll be episode 6. I have no idea what it's called. It just looks pretty badass. So let's just call it season 5, episode 6, Looks Badass. All right? Peace.